the rest of the story. On the freezing, cloud-enshrouded night of January 30, 1945, the cruise ship Wilhelm Gustloff groped its way through the snowy Baltic Sea. Passengers and crew, many of them seasick, rejoiced as the storm subsided and the skies cleared. It was the last thing they ought to have wished, because perilously nearby, a poisonous shadow was prowling the surface, a Russian submarine, whose conning tower lookout promptly reported what he saw as the storm passed, a huge silhouette dotted with lights, that of an ocean liner, a German ocean liner. Captain Marinesco, the commander of the S-13, could scarcely believe his good fortune. There was no question in his mind that the Wilhelm Gustloff was a civilian vessel. Neither was he troubled by the fact, nor did he hesitate to order an attack. Far as Captain Marinesco's concerned, the people out there were fascists who had trampled Mother Russia. They deserved to die. He would do his best to see that they did. A torpedo launch from the surface would mean a more accurate strike. If he could also put the S-13 in plain view, since the clouds had vanished and the winter moon now shone brightly, Marinesco decided the risk was worth it. For 2 hours, he stalked the Wilhelm Gustloff from a safe distance before pulling up on its port side and firing 3 bow torpedoes. From his position, perhaps no more than 500 yards from his target, he could hear alarm bells raking the cold night air. In less than a minute, the cruise ship began to sink. German officers and crew did their best under desperate circumstances. SOS transmissions screamed from the steamer's radio room. Damage was assessed. Watertight bulkheads were sealed. To keep passengers from panicking, the bridge broadcast comforting declarations. "The ship will not sink," they kept hearing. "Rescue vessels are on the way," they kept hearing. It was all a lie. An hour and 10 minutes from the first torpedo strike, the Wilhelm Gustloff, every light ablaze and every siren screaming, plunged to its grave. And the icy black Baltic, shimmering in the moonlight, was quiet once more. A handful, 300 or so, clinging to life rafts survived to tell the tale. For the rest of the story is that the Wilhelm Gustloff, built as a luxury liner, designed for a crew of 400 serving 1,500 or fewer passengers, was in those final frantic weeks of World War II a refugee vessel. It was evacuating German citizens. It was trying to outrun the tide of Russian troops rolling relentlessly westward. They were bound for safer German-held ports in the Baltic, but they never even reached the pages of history until this moment. For it's the Titanic which comes to mind when one imagines the greatest disasters at sea. The Titanic, which gave 1,500-some lives to an iceberg in the North Atlantic. But what you have never heard, you never heard, because the Nazis blacked out the news, that the night to remember is that of January 30, 1945, when more than 7,700 men, women, and children went down with a Wilhelm Gustloff. More than 5 times the death toll of the Titanic. In fact, more lives were lost than in the sinkings of the Empress of Ireland and the Athenia and the Andrea Doria and the Lusitania and the Titanic combined. Only now do you learn the rest of the story.